Hope you're ready to get percussive. I'm Katie Hendrickson. You're listening to Of Note here on 91.3 KYF. This is the first of the Of Note guest sessions. My guest DJ is Aaron Ragsdale, percussionist and professor of music at South Dakota State University. I've handed over the playlist power to Aaron to pick out all of the music in today's program. We'll turn to So Percussion, as well as Third Coast Percussion, and Roomful of Teeth, also an album of music that he recorded last year. Let's now sit back, relax, and turn the stereo up and hear music as selected by percussionist Aaron Ragsdale.
And so I kind of went with a mix. It's mostly longer form stuff, just because I think that gives everybody a chance to sort of be immersed in a particular aesthetic or a particular style of music for a little bit longer, rather than have it come and go like, like popular music radio, I guess. But then I went with, it sort of has ended up being mostly, I don't know, people I like, people I'm listening to at the moment. And then I did get on Twitter after you asked me to do it and sort of tried to put out a call for, hey, what would anybody else want to hear on the radio? And Stephen Caldwell from the university did get on and say, hey, I would like to hear a lot of vocal music. So I did put some vocal pieces on here, but they do have a percussion bend. Everything actually has a percussion bend on it because that's what I listen to the most. I do like getting out of that box a little bit. So there is this. So we have some room full of teeth on there, and we have some large scale symphonic stuff in the Granger, the Warriors piece. Everything else sort of does, sorry folks, revolve around percussion, but in a whole lot of different ways, I hope. One of the things I like about my instrument is that it can be just about anything. So we can hear, you know, marimba, vibraphone, things that are pretty typical. The Third Coast, their new album also has a piece on it where they're playing Philip Glass on mostly wine bottles, on tuned wine bottles. So that's new. The So Percussion, Bryce Jessner piece that I picked, they created a brand new instrument for it. So they're using this chord stick, which is actually sort of a cross between, the sound ends up being like if a hammer dulcimer and an electric guitar got together. That's that particular sound. So I like this sense of variety and unique and novelty in the best sense of the word.
Let's talk about Third Coast. And you and I were a part of this really cool project that they did about a little over a year ago, and they came to town, and there's a John Adams piece called Inuksuit. It was like written for 9 to 90 parts or something like that. And it is a percussion piece, but I'm not a percussionist by any sense of the word. But so I got to play just random things like the conch shell and a triangle and a siren crank. But you came in and you brought in a whole kit and set up. And like, so describe from your perspective as actually having the terminology as a percussionist, like about what that piece was like to play and put together.
You do have to make the distinction to John Luther Adams. But that piece is, yeah, 9 to 99, and there are parts for, well, actually for flute and bird calls, and then there's a basically three parts, that part, and then a part that's for a large-scale drum setup, and a part that's for glockenspiel and cymbals. And so what happens is when Third Coast started to put that together, they put out a call for people, and this piece gets performed. It has kind of a cult following, but you put out the call, and you ask for people that have played, you know, if you've played the glockenspiel part, they sort of send you one of the five variations of that part. And if you've played the drum part, they send you one of the five variations of that part. And you work it up, and everybody gets together in this. We did it at the Botanical Gardens in this great wide open space. And it's really, it's a composition and a performance, but it's also, you know, I would say an art installation. Whereas the audience member, you can wander around, and depending on where you're standing outside, you're getting a completely different orchestrational experience and a completely different aesthetic experience for it. But really, I had a lot of fun doing that. And I think would become one of these people that would drive 6 hours again. Well, I've already driven, 10 hours once to do it. So I would drive any number of hours to do it again.
Tell us a little bit about this ensemble.
Sure. Well, Third Coast, you know, they're a Chicago-based group. I would say they're relatively young, except they're not anymore. It feels like they're still new, but they're on their third or fourth album now. They won 2017. They won the Grammy for their Steve Reich recording in the Best Chamber Ensemble work. all graduates of sort of, they all met, I think, at Northwestern and Eastman and those places. And then they've just put out a new record called Paddle to the Sea. And that's where the pieces that I picked came off that disc. And it is really almost like a soundtrack to their evening length. They've just put out an evening length theatrical performance based on, oh, there's a 1941 children's book called Paddle to the Sea, and then it was adapted into a 1966 film, and they created their own original scoring for it and then created an evening around it. So it's projections and lighting, a really interactive, theatrical way to interact with music rather than, you know, just go into the concert hall and sit and listen quietly, which is also good. But I think the way that any of us consume media anymore, extra stimuli is sometimes okay too.
Absolutely. So what from Paddle to the Sea did you pick out for us to hear?
There's this collection of pieces that were originally Philip Glass piano pieces. In the Philip Glass original, they're called, I think, 12 Pieces for Ballet. And then they got rescored by this Brazilian group, Utaki, for their particular instrumentation. So they did an arrangement for their collection of drums and traditional Brazilian instruments. And what Third Coast did was take the Utaki transcription and then go back to the original piano works and take their inventory of marimbas and bells and vibraphones and Almglocken, which are these giant Swiss cowbells that are tuned. And they use some rattles and, like, say, even wine glasses in one of the in one of the movements. And they rescored it again for their collection of things. In the process of Utaki rescoring it, they went and gave everything names. They went and named all the movements based off of the Amazon and its tributaries. And so that's how it gets on this sort of oceanographic-based Paddle to the Sea. The reason I really like it is because, well, I like Philip Glass. I like minimalism. I like American music. But what I think it shows off for percussionists and percussion music is when these were originally piano works, sometimes that minimalism is harder to find, because when you're in a homophonic texture, you're trying to pick out as a listener all of the piano from inside the piano. And what they've done is go, when they rescored them, I think as a listener, it lets us focus on any individual voice that we choose. So we can sort of this democratic polyphony, the idea that all voices can be equal. And as an audience member, we can choose to focus in on one or the other. Like if you were standing in a busy street corner, you can choose to people watch on any group of people around you at any time.
Thank you.
That's Third Coast Percussion and their arrangement of Philip Glass's Peace Aguas de Amazonia. That's from the album Paddle to the Sea. I'm Katie Henriksen. You're listening to Of Note here on 91.3 KUAF. This is a guest session with percussionist Aaron Ragsdale.
SONA, the Symphony of Northwest Arkansas, kicks off its 64th season November 3rd at Walton Arts Center. Maestro Paul Haas and SONA musicians present the season's first Masterworks concert, featuring Leonard Bernstein's three dance episodes from On the Town and Brahms' Symphony No. 1. Tickets at 443-5600 or sonamusic.org.
Okay, now, so percussion, Bryce Dessner, music for wood and strings. Why did you pick this piece?
I picked this for a couple of reasons. One, I wanted to showcase, you know, again, sort of important groups or important movements in what I listen to. And so percussion, you know, if I think of Third Coast as a young group, so is, although they're not any older than me, they're sort of the current grandfathers, I guess, of what's going on in the chamber percussion world. A group of guys that all met at Yale and started playing together there. They've got these sort of touchstone recordings of the Paul Lansky streams. They've got a Steve Reich drumming recording. They've got all these things that I used to, in graduate school especially, go to and pore over for their, you know, as canonical recordings. Music for Wooden Strings I like because it showcases their partnership with Bryce Dessner of The National, and actually so got featured. They're on, I think, three tracks from that new National recording, the Sleep Well Beast, which was one of my favorite records of last year. And what I like about it is it's this blend of brand new music and a brand new, like I say, they even created a brand new instrument for it, so that Aaron Sanchez of, I don't know if you know, Buick and Gase.
Yes.
Yeah, so he built this thing called the chord stick, which is, again, something like a hammered dulcimer crossed with an electric guitar. And so you get these echoes of Steve Reich's music. So you get echoes of the Pat Metheny electric counterpoint, but instead of one person overdubbing a line eight times, it's in real time with four people. The whole composition is 36 minutes long, and it really flows together really, really nicely. But I think we're just going to do section 5, which is about an 8-minute. And it feels like it has a nice beginning, middle, and end. But I find that music to be really joyful in parts, really, really exciting. It's a really exciting listen. It's a really exciting 36 minutes, and this is a really exciting 8 minutes. And I think a really nice introduction to that style of composition and that style of playing.
Bryce Dessner and his composition, Music for Wood and Strings. We heard from So Percussion.